Everybody, it's the House of Dark. Welcome to a new episode of Real Talk. I know it's been a minute. It's been what? Actually, 3 months. It's gonna actually in the next couple of weeks will be 3 months. The last time you heard from me was when Way of Water came out, so that tells you how long it's been. Apologies for that. There's been a lot of focus lately on different things before I have decided to come back and revisit this platform again. A lot of questions, a lot of trying to figure things out. So just so you know, without getting into details, a lot of like chronic health issues I've been dealing with, and that's been like a focus of not only trying to figure out what to do, but also try to figure out what it is, and that has to some degree came with minimal results, so that's gonna be a struggle for the rest of my life with that. Not only that, I've been refocusing on more on my art side of things. I've talked about it before that I am doing a bear cosplay, you know, the House of Darkner belly art. I guess you want to call it brand. And so I've been doing a lot of that. I mean, you guys have been following me on my Instagram or on Twitter or just on my Etsy page. I've been doing a lot of that. So a lot of stuff has been updates with that. That's probably why you haven't heard a lot from me on this one. Not that I haven't watched anything. I should have done an Andor review, which I've watched all the way through. You know, and there's, you know, what, there's a couple that came out, what, between, like, Andor. What else did I watch? I watched a couple other things. Have I done Wakanda Forever yet? I think I did. Yes, I did. So, you know, there's things we could talk about, you know, that I haven't done yet. So we'll probably revisit that. But just so you know, I'm not missing. I haven't quit. It's just my focus has been different at this point. So for those who actually do listen to my podcast, I appreciate it. I noticed that my Way of Water had a lot. It had almost like 20 people listening to it. So I appreciate that. You know, 20 doesn't seem a lot, but it is for me. So one of the things I also been focusing on is just trying to reevaluate what's important. You know, for those who don't know me, I got a lot that's going on in my life. For those who do know me, they know what they are. And I've watched people try so hard to do certain things and they sacrifice a lot for it, which includes their friendships. And I've lost friends because of that, because they want to be famous or they're trying to be something that is unnecessary. And because of that, they walk away from people, or they stepped on toes or backstab, whatever word you want to use to make it clear that they consider themselves more important than anybody else. And I don't want to be that guy. You know what I mean? I don't want to be that guy, like, you know, I got to be the best podcaster there ever was. Even though there isn't, I'm not. Because, you know, you got people like Dax Shepard and the rest of them out there who are taking the scene, and Joe Rogan. I'll never be them. And in all honesty, I don't want to be them. I just want to stay in my pocket of interest and focus on what I like to talk about, and hopefully get the, you know, audience that likes listening to me listen, essentially. But at the same time, I want to focus on my reinvigorated drive for doing art, which has been, you know, showing some actual results that I'm kind of excited for. And I have goals now when it comes to the Barely Art platform and what I want to do with it. And hopefully some of those results will show in September. If I get once I send out emails and get emails back and approvals and things like that. So we'll see. But the point is, I have plans. Well, I always have plans. And those plans consist of more of on the art level than my podcast side. So I do apologize for those who have been waiting for a podcast episode. It's like, man, it's been a few months. Is David good? I don't like leaving people hanging. I hate that. I feel bad for that. I'm sorry. I've seen people do it and it's not funny. And I've seen certain people who just disappear for 6 months plus and then come back and expect to have their entire fan base still waiting for them. And that's not fair to you. It's not fair to me. It's not fair to anybody. So I do apologize for that. But just so you know, there's the update. It's not, you know, I've quit. It's just I've been refocusing on things and been very busy despite certain things. And considering the fact I'm considered, you know, I've been dealing with, like I said, my own health issues. And also a lot has been happening since January, since this year started. So just so you know, I will be back. Hopefully I'll start out with a couple of back-to-back episodes of reviews I haven't done yet. Like with Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. Like I said, I burned through Andor. And have I watched anything else recently? Any other movies outside of that? Nothing yet. I know, you know, I know there's Guardians 3 coming out, so there's that and things like that. And we could technically talk about The Mandalorian, but I want to wait until we finish season 3 to have a conversation about that. Because I do have an opinion about it, and I always will have an opinion about that. And no, I'm not going to sit here and discuss things about, like, Victoria Alonso being fired. That should have been a long time coming because she was a horrible person. But anyways, and things like that, that's a whole separate thing that I just don't want to get into. But nevertheless, just thank you for guys who are still listening to my podcast. Thank you for those who have checked it out. And I do apologize for these few months of just missing. There's been a lot going on, and I should have updated you guys sooner. So this is House of Darkness saying, I'm not gone. I'll be back very, very soon. And you guys have a good one.